The White House plans to step up security at the southern border, cracking down on those who try to enter the country without a visa or presenting to immigration authorities, while expanding pathways for migrants from Haiti, Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. Here's President Biden in remarks today.
Today, my administration is taking several steps to stiffen enforcement for those who try to come without a legal right to stay, and to put in place a faster process, to decide a claim of asylum.
Biden will also travel to the border city of El Paso, Texas, on Sunday. For more, we're joined by NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid. Asma, welcome.
Hi there. Good to be with you.
It's a busy morning for you because the administration, well, part of what they're announcing is that the pandemic era Title 42, which gave them the right to turn away migrants for public health reasons, these new rules seem to essentially extend the restrictions, even though Title 42 may go away. Tell us more.
Yeah, I mean, Deepa, what I understood this to be is essentially trying to establish some sort of framework for border management with the assumption that Title 42 will not be here forever. As you suggest, I mean, Title 42 was expected to end. It was put in place to deal with the pandemic. But really, it's been around for quite a bit now, and it's become a way to essentially expel migrants who've crossed the U.S. southern border rather quickly. It's currently hung up in the courts. And so what we're hearing from the White House is that they are preparing to end it, and so therefore they're creating a system for what will happen next. And so what they've announced today is essentially a system where they intend to crack down on illegal border crossings and then allow for limited numbers of people to enter the country, as you mentioned, from four specific countries: Venezuela, Nicaragua, Cuba, and Haiti. And the way that they're doing this is through a dramatic expansion of the government's parole process and allowing, I believe, 30,000 people per month from those four countries to apply for this new program.
And those four, just to be clear, it's 30,000 in total. It's not 30,000 Venezuelans, 30,000, yeah. And
yeah,
so talk us through how that is expected to happen, because what the president said was he wants to model it on what they've already implemented for Venezuelans.
Yeah, so what we're hearing from the White House is that they implemented this program for Venezuela, I believe, back in October. And since then, they saw, I believe, a 90% drop-off in the number of Venezuelans who were attempting to cross the U.S. southern border illegally. They were staying in Venezuela, applying for this parole process. And so they deem that to be quite a success and are trying now to have this similar program. And so what you heard today from the White House is that this new parole program essentially allows people on a smartphone app to apply from their home country. If they pass a background check and they do need to have a sponsor in the United States, they would be granted the permission and the work authorization to live here in the United States for 2 years.